Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News, with a check on the day's weather after this news update. Tomorrow, Alabamians head to the polls for primary elections. It will be the first test of the state's voter ID law. The NAACP's Legal Defense Fund is calling on the state to end the use of what it calls discriminatory voucher tests for voters without a valid ID. The Alabama Secretary of State's proposed rules would require a voter without photo identification to show that he or she is personally acquainted with an election official in order to vote. Legal Defense Fund attorney Duell Ross says the rules recall Jim Crow era practices.
About 71% of white people in the state have less than five friends who are non-white. And so I think the problem here is the same problem that it was in the past, is that these white election officials, unfortunately, don't know enough people of color for this to be a real ameliorative provision in the way the Alabama legislature might have meant.
Ross says they're not asking that people don't have to show ID to vote, but that people be allowed to show objective and reasonable forms of identification beyond the state's currently limited list. Well, President Barack Obama has emerged as a key player in Alabama's primary elections. That despite his name not being on the ballot, of course. Republicans running for state offices have built their campaigns around who would fight Obama the hardest. Democratic candidates have talked about their support of Obama and have called for Alabama to expand its Medicaid program under the president's federal health care law. Election experts are forecasting a lower than normal turnout tomorrow because there's not a tight race for governor. Secretary of State Jim Bennett is predicting turnout at about 26%. The turnout 4 years ago was 32%. State regulators say Limestone County must clean up an unauthorized dump site. WAAY-TV reports the Alabama Department of Environmental Management never issued a permit for the dump site. A letter from the department says the Limestone County Commission contributed to the site's creation and orders that it to be cleaned up. An environmental management spokesman says the department is still investigating the materials at the site for asbestos. The material largely came from a shopping center demolition project, and neighbors told the television station that it has been burning for several weeks. Limestone County Commission Chairman Stanley Menefee says he'll work with the county engineer to comply. Huntsville area shoppers can get fresh fruit and vegetables while supporting Habitat for Humanity starting today. The nonprofit home building group in Madison County is running the Pratt Farmers Market as a community outreach program. Habitat spokesman Elizabeth Sandlin says the farmers make more money at the market, so everyone benefits.
Farmers cannot make it selling wholesale. You have to sell at a retail scale. And the open air market venues that we have here, all these open air markets where people can come buy directly from the farmer, that just makes it possible for those farmers to continue doing what they love to do.
Customers who are part of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program can use their vouchers to get fresh produce. Along with fruit and vegetables, vendors will sell items like jams and jellies as well. Leftover fruit and vegetables will be donated to local food banks. Now for a check on the day's weather, here's WVUA's Spinks Meganson.
Our forecast on this Monday includes a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout the day. Most spots will stay dry. However, where it does rain, it will pour. Most rain will occur over the northern portion of the state today due to an area of low pressure off to our west. For your Tuesday, afternoon highs will be around 90 once again, with overnight lows right around 70. I'm WVUA's Spinks Meganson, and that's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News.